Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Peter Husey. He is the president of Geostrategic Analysis as well as a fellow at the National Institute of Deterrent Studies. This is nuclear weapons, strategic nuclear weapons. We're going to stay with those. That's the Cold War fear of fears, the destruction of cities, countervalue, not counterforce, not taking out silos in the West, countervalue, Chicago. Or New York, making them unlivable for 20 years or 30 years. That's countervalue. And the movies, the great movies of the Cold War, Failsafe, Dr. Strangelove, all were based on the idea that cities go kaput and that civilization goes backwards. That was something Peter and I grew up with in the 20th century. There is a generation that is correct in living beyond the Soviet threat. And yet today what we have is Russia at war in Ukraine, Russia having repeatedly mentioned its nuclear weapons and its ballistic missiles, and China not too quietly building silos for missiles, building submarines for missiles, certainly fielding, deploying its nuclear-capable bombers routinely over East Asia. What does the U.S. have and what needs to be done? Peter, you mentioned the missiles needed updating. I want to start with the bomber fleet, because the romance of the bomber fleet, the B-52s have been entirely rebuilt since their launch in the 1950s. The bomber fleet has a new one, the Raider, I believe, coming online, the B-21. Was always the theory that you need something you can recall, that the two leaders or several leaders of the Soviets and the U.S. would be on the phone with each other, asking for a climb down. Maybe a city was gone. Maybe there was an accident somewhere and they were pointing fingers. That was always part of the plot. The bomber fleet still exists. Is it practical, Peter? Does it intimidate anybody? How do we think of the bomber fleet?
Yeah, you're right, John. Well, we're going to build at least 100 B-21 radars. I'm in favor of building 200. We need that many. Number two, you're right. It is recallable. Three, it is very stealthy and very capable. And the only way to go after targets deep in China and Russia is actually to penetrate. You can't just do it with cruise missiles standing off of 1,200 kilometers or so, because you can't get to all the targets. So, yes, the bombers are extraordinarily valuable. And that's why the arms control deal we signed in New START says you can have 60 bombers that are nuclear capable, and it doesn't matter how many warheads they carry. We only count each one as one. So that helped us preserve that force. So that's number one. Number two, our submarines are 42 years old or getting there, and you can't expand those hulls anymore going in and out from port and so forth. So we're building the Columbia-class submarines. So we're going to start around 2031 or two and build 12 until we finish in 2042. The problem is our shipyards can only build one a year. And I would like to build not 12 of these things, but at least 15. And in order to do that, we have to build a new yard, which is not yet on the table, but hopefully will be. Our Minuteman is 55 years old, and it's capable up through the 2030s, but we need to replace it with Sentinel. And it is almost half of all our alert warheads. It is nearly 25-30% of all our deployed warheads. It is highly accurate, and it is needed to both for accuracy and for penetration. And then you need command and control and communication. Our systems are very old. We need to redo that. But when I looked at all of that, I just told you, add it all up, it's about $20 billion a year. It's relatively cheap, given the fact that it actually costs us more money to maintain the old systems, which we still do, and compared to building the new ones, which is I always find interesting, because the arms controllers are always telling us that it costs too much money to modernize, when, in fact, it costs more money to keep the old stuff, which is eventually going to go out of business. It's going to, as one guy said, rust to obsolescence, which is true. These are very old systems. They're anywhere from 45 to 70 years old, so we need to get rid of them. But we've added one more element, which is good, is missile defense. The president just issued a memo yesterday saying he calls it an Iron Dome for America. It's named after the Israeli program, which is fabulous. Works very well. And we need a national missile defense to shoot down bad guy missiles. I don't care where they come from and where they're aimed at. We need to shoot them down. We need the SLE launch cruise missile nuclear capable. Now, about an arms control deal, an article in Agence France-Presse this morning says the Russians and Chinese are simply not interested. The president has called for discussions about denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, and we have to do something about Iran. We don't have to get into that, but I think there's very little hope of having any kind of agreement with these people because they can't be trusted and don't want to get rid of their nuclear weapons capability anyway. So that again, is an adjunct to everything you and I are talking about. But as you said, the war in Ukraine has to end. How we end that, I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but it could trigger a larger war. Plus, it's an enormous harm to Ukraine. Country's going to look like Verdun in World War I, as you know.
Peter, should we anticipate that Beijing will use the nuclear saber when and if it moves on Taiwan?
I'm absolutely convinced that that's the case, and they're looking at what happened in Ukraine, where Russia dozens and dozens of times threatened the use of nuclear weapons, and the United States stood down by not giving Ukraine the conventional capability it needs to, quote-unquote, win the war or take the war to Russia, which Russia has made very clear, don't do that or we're going to go nuke. And we, instead of saying, no, our deterrent is going to stop you from doing that, we decided that our deterrent wasn't good enough. And so we've stood down. The Chinese read the tea leaves on this and have said, well, if America doesn't think its deterrent is enough to stop Russia in Ukraine, maybe they don't think it's enough to stop us in Taiwan. So it's unfortunately an implicit green light for the Chinese, irrespective of American rhetoric. It's an implicit green light to the Chinese to use military force in the region against Taiwan.
We have a couple of minutes, Peter. Your measure now. Did the nuclear deterrent of strategic weapons, MAD, it was called for at some point, did that win the Cold War?
Yes. We were able to modernize enough under President Reagan, along with SDI, along with making, remember, we made economic war against Russia and took them down.
Yes.
So, yes, without the strategic modernization and our nuclear capability, we would not have won that.
So what we have here is an opportunity out of our playbook to make it clear to our adversaries, that would be the two nuclear powers, Moscow and Beijing, that there is no profit in using nuclear weapons at all, because we've got them too, and you will end your civilization as we end ours. That won the first Cold War. Will that win the second Cold War? We have a minute.
My hope is, John, that comment you just made is intrinsic to American security policy. It's what we say. And the question is, do the bad guys believe it? My worry is the extent to which Xi Jinping and Putin are reckless enough to say they're going to discount our capability. The best we can do is to improve our capability, accelerate the modernization effort, go as fast as we can, get our allies to come with us, and make it very clear that if they use nuclear weapons, it'll be the last thing they ever do.
There is a heightened possibility that the Soviets might challenge some U.S. interventions in crises. 1983. Yes. Peter Husey, president of Geostrategic Analysis, fellow at the National Institute of Deterrent Studies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.